Task 3. Listen and circle T for true or F for false. You now have 1 minute to look through the questions for task 3. Task 3 will now begin.
Hello. Today we have some sad news. Tony Mendez, one of the CIA's best officers ever, has died at the age of 78. Mendez was known as a master of disguise, and he specialized in rescuing hostages. He was best known for smuggling 6 American diplomats out of Iran during the 1979 hostage crisis. Today, we'd like to look back at that operation. In 1979, Iranian revolutionaries stormed the US embassy in Tehran and took 52 American diplomats hostage. But as the Iranians burst into the American embassy, 6 diplomats climbed through a back window and hid out in the Canadian embassy. In that political climate, it seemed they would never be able to leave Iran. Luckily, Tony Mendez knew how to sneak the 6 US diplomats out of Iran. They just needed a disguise that would convince Iranians that they were not diplomats at all. But why would 6 Americans come to Tehran at this point in history? Anyone doing that would have to be insane. So Mendez decided to disguise the diplomats as filmmakers. He also thought it would be safer if they posed as Canadian citizens. So, as part of their cover, they were given Canadian passports. Why did Mendez decide to turn diplomats into filmmakers? He knew that only a film crew would be crazy enough to go to such a dangerous area looking for a perfect movie location. So, he invented a movie and advertised it in major film magazines. Its title was Cosmic Conflagration, based on a screenplay by Teresa Harris. Who was Teresa Harris? Well, interestingly, she didn't even exist. She was just a fictitious character Mendez invented for this operation. He asked one of the diplomats, Cora Lijek, to play Harris's role. For Cora, it was really challenging because she'd never worked undercover before. However, Mendez organized everything really well. He even arranged phones, cameras, and personal assistants for the film crew. The problem was that he couldn't be sure that 6 scared diplomats with no experience of secret operations would have enough confidence to act naturally under stress. So he went to Tehran disguised as a filmmaker. His task was to convince the Americans that they could do it. They could play the role of their lifetime and, overnight, become filmmakers. When asked how he did that, he said everybody wants to be a film star. But the diplomat still had to get through the airport to catch a flight home. Lijek says, being in a public place after staying indoors for months was terrifying. I was worried an immigration guard would ask me about my screenplay or making films. Obviously, I had no idea about those things, and I'd have no clue what to say. Luckily, he didn't ask me about any of that stuff. He only questioned me about the purpose of my visit. Mendez chose an early morning flight, hoping to catch the immigration guard at his sleepiest. Lijek says, going through customs was terrible. The immigration guard took our papers and disappeared for a really long time. It turned out He just had a break to have a cup of tea. Then we heard that our flight was delayed due to mechanical problems. We were so scared. But it really was a mechanical delay, and soon enough, the six returned home. However, Mendez was nowhere to be seen. When asked why he didn't want to talk to journalists, he said, "In his business, you're successful if no one knows about you." Mendez was awarded the Intelligence Star in 1980, but it wasn't until 1999 that the CIA allowed him to talk about the Iranian mission openly. Later, he wrote four memoirs about his CIA experiences. Hello. Today we have some sad news. Tony Mendez, one of the CIA's best officers ever, has died at the age of 78. Mendez was known as a master of disguise, and he specialized in rescuing hostages. He was best known for smuggling six American diplomats out of Iran during the 1979 hostage crisis. Today, we'd like to look back at that operation. In 1979, Iranian revolutionaries stormed the U.S. embassy in Tehran and took 52 American diplomats hostage. But as the Iranians burst into the American embassy, six diplomats climbed through a back window and hid out in the Canadian embassy. In that political climate, it seemed they would never be able to leave Iran. Luckily, Tony Mendez knew how to sneak the six U.S. diplomats out of Iran. They just needed a disguise that would convince Iranians that they were not diplomats at all. But why would six Americans come to Tehran at this point in history? Anyone doing that would have to be insane. So Mendez decided to disguise the diplomats as filmmakers. He also thought it would be safer if they posed as Canadian citizens. So as part of their cover, they were given Canadian passports. Why did Mendez decide to turn diplomats into filmmakers? He knew that only a film crew would be crazy enough to go to such a dangerous area looking for a perfect movie location. So he invented a movie and advertised it in major film magazines. Its title was Cosmic Conflagration, based on a screenplay by Teresa Harris. Who was Teresa Harris? Well, interestingly, she didn't even exist. She was just a fictitious character Mendez invented for this operation. He asked one of the diplomats, Cora Lijek, to play Harris's role. For Cora, it was really challenging because she'd never worked undercover before. However, Mendez organized everything really well. He even arranged phones, cameras, and personal assistants for the film crew. The problem was that he couldn't be sure that six scared diplomats with no experience of secret operations would have enough confidence to act naturally under stress. So he went to Tehran disguised as a filmmaker. His task was to convince the Americans that they could do it. They could play the role of their lifetime and, overnight, become filmmakers. When asked how he did that, he said, "Everybody wants to be a film star." But the diplomat still had to get through the airport to catch a flight home. Lijek says, "Being in a public place after staying indoors for months was terrifying. I was worried an immigration guard would ask me about my screenplay or making films. Obviously, I had no idea about those things, and I'd have no clue what to say. Luckily, he didn't ask me about any of that stuff. He only questioned me about the purpose of my visit." Mendez chose an early morning flight, hoping to catch the immigration guard at his sleepiest. Lijek says, "Going through customs was terrible. The immigration guard took our papers and disappeared for a really long time. It turned out He just had a break to have a cup of tea. Then we heard that our flight was delayed due to mechanical problems. We were so scared. But it really was a mechanical delay, and soon enough, the six returned home. However, Mendes was nowhere to be seen. When asked why he didn't want to talk to journalists, he said, "In his business, you're successful if no one knows about you." Mendes was awarded the Intelligent Star in 1980, but it wasn't until 1999 that the CIA allowed him to talk about the Iranian mission openly. Later, he wrote four memoirs about his CIA experiences.
This is the end of task 3. You now have 3 minutes to transfer all the answers to the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening test.